film about? What's it really about? What genre does it hit? What is really being said? What's really being seen? That's what you're talking about.
Hello and welcome to the Intermission Podcast. On this podcast, we don't just talk about movies, but we talk about all sorts of content. One of the most interesting pieces of content that we consumed this week was Samant Subramaniam's article on the New York Times. Was it the New Yorker or the New York Times?
New Yorker. It was in the New Yorker.
It was in the New Yorker. For the life of me, will never know which of the two.
Okay. Come on. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so on the New Yorker. Yes. So,
yeah. Link in the show notes.
Link in the show notes, of course. And the topic that he has spoken about or written about is something that has impacted Indian movies very visibly in the last few years, specifically Bollywood films. This is about the whole boycott Bollywood culture that's taken off. There are certain types of Bollywood movies have absolutely not done well. They've in fact bombed spectacularly, often copping scores of, you know, sub 2, sub 3 on IMDb, getting really bad reviews and ratings, and basically empty theaters where they screen. So Samant went deep into this, did a little bit of research to find out what's going on. The title of this article is When the Hindu Right Came for Bollywood. And it goes deep into what right-wing politics has to do with the Bollywood boycott. Dodi, you have some thoughts on this article?
You know, it's something that's been, like you said, happening for a while now in Indian cinema. You see a lot of producers, platforms bowing down to pressure. Everybody's taking offense at every little thing. And it's not like people didn't take offense late earlier. I think it started to become a lot more, the threat of violence is a lot more pervasive now. The threat of actual harm is a lot more pervasive. Actually, movies not doing well, or somebody being put in jail, or stuff like that. And it's one thing to, you know, make some noise. It's another thing to start really affecting people's lives, right? So it is a startling change in the last few years. But I would actually posit that it's more or less always been like this. It's just gotten a little more amplified in the recent climate. And, you know, I can give some examples. But why don't you tell me, you were quite agitated on our WhatsApp chat.
Let me put it this way, right? Now, I'm not a huge fan of Bollywood, right? I believe that for an industry that has the scale and the resources that Bollywood has, it should actually be the best movie industry in the world. Very, very much like Indian cricket is, you know, where it is at, because just because of the scale and the resources that it has at its disposal, and Bollywood is pretty much sitting there, right? We are the most movie crazy country in the world, and we have more people than pretty much any other country in the world. There's no reason why our movies cannot be better, right? And I feel Bollywood in that sense, as I felt, has always punched below its weight, unlike regional cinema, right? So I don't come from a place of being a fan of Bollywood movies. I just wanted to state that up front.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
What has been stark that I've noticed in the last few years is people in my friend circle who used to go and watch any random Bollywood movie, and I would ask them, why are you going and watching this random piece of shit? Just because it's screening this week, and they're like, okay, I have nothing else to do, so I'm going. Now, it's not like the quality of those movies was great to begin with. It's not like the quality has deteriorated now. But these very same people have stopped going for these movies. And since I know them personally, I know that it is not because they have any right-wing agenda against these movies, but they're actually buying into the commentary around these movies.
Yeah. And when you say these movies, you're talking about the left-leaning...
Well, these movies aren't...
quote-unquote progressive.
To start,
they aren't,
these movies aren't... Like, Lal Singh Sabda is definitely not left-leaning in any sense of the word. Right? Now,
this is posturing at best.
Jo bhi hunda hai, wo hum kar dein ya... या फिर हम हवा विच ऐवें ही उड़ते फिरते हैं यहां से वहां.
Yeah, if anything, these movies are getting targeted because of the people who are involved in them, mm-hmm. not because of what the stance of these movies are, because let's face it, movies with controversial stances are not being Lal Singh Chaddha is basically Forrest Gump, right? So it has only gotten boycotted because of what Aamir Khan said a few years back, right? I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Ranbir Kapoor. He is sort of now become this punching bag for, you know, what a Nepo kid is, right? And he's sort of, yeah. Or Karan Johar. I've never been a fan of Karan Johar, right? But
fair enough.
These people were making average movies, or they were making the same kind of movies. Let me not pass judgment. I already have.
Yeah.
But they were making the same types of movies 10 years back, like Student of the Year or whatever, right? Which was a resounding success, I believe. Now, those same people are trying to make movies now. Like Brahmastra, for instance, got like terrible reviews, right? But I guess that movie actually survived because it probably is actually a good movie. I've not watched it. But there was another movie just before that. Shamshera, is it?
Shamshera,
which also is, I believe, a Ranbir Kapoor movie.
Yes, Ranbir Kapoor.
And that movie,
it got
like butchered by the by the reviewers. Yeah, it flopped so badly. You never had big star movies flopping this badly in Bollywood a few years back, right? It started happening now. And it's always those people, right? It's Anurag Kashyap and Karan Johar. You wouldn't normally speak about these two in the same
sentence. Yeah, I was like, where are you going with this sentence?
Yeah, but both their movies are... But that's the problem, right? Like, for some reason, both are being seen. And I'm sure Karan Johar is very aggrieved to be seen as, you know, left-leaning or, you know, anti-establishment, because I don't believe he is. But for whatever reason, the right is going after these people now. And what really gets me is that it's having an impact on normal moviegoers who, yes, there's one reading into this, and I believe we had this conversation with my brother Mithun as well, and he believes the way India thinks has actually changed in the last few years. I agree that it has changed, but I also believe, I definitely believe there is one core set of people whose values are still what they were earlier and probably are not even very involved in the day-to-day politics that is happening around us, who just used to love to go and watch these movies, and they have just stopped now. That for me is scary because it shows that as insidious as the media efforts to bring these movies down is, it is actually working, right? Getting 100 people to create hashtags on Twitter.
Yeah.
Actually works, and that for me is scary.
Yeah.
If it is that,
or 100 bots, right? So you also weaponize the internet the way you want to weaponize it. But yeah, if you're talking about like people who are on the fence and who've never particularly had a stance one way or the other, they are the ones who will get swayed, right? Anybody else, hardcore on one side or hardcore on the other side, in theory should stay on the sides that they are. I want to push back a little bit that this has been happening in the last few years or since, you know, the new government has come to power and, you know, the RSS has become a lot more prominent. Let's go back into the past, right? If you're saying there was a glory heyday for all of these stars and all of these fluffy Bollywood happy movies, let's go back to, like, let's say 2001, okay? Would that kind of fit your space of when things were more or less okay? Let me give some examples. So 2001, you had Lagaan, okay?
Yeah.
You have Lagaan. It's Aamir Khan's doing a cricket movie. It's, you know, fighting against the British. Huge cricket matches, scored to ARMR music. Like, it's everything that can come together, right? Story-wise as well, secular, India comes together, fights the British. Second best player is a Muslim player. So the second key player being one of the untouchable cast who has a differently abled arm, right? And he opens up into spin bowling. All of them come together and fight against the British over cricket, of course. And I have to also point out, even when you say you're doing progressive things, you will still end up calling that untouchable character Kachra. Literally, his name is Kachra. Right? He doesn't even have another name apart from his profession. But anyway, fine. So you have Lagaan. Later, a couple of months later, you have Dil Chahta Hai. Okay, Farhan Akhtar has come on the scene. Yeah. This is modern India. The South Bombay elite going to Goa for a weekend party and things like that. You know, new looks, the soul patches. Even I grew a soul patch for some time after watching that movie. Right?
Yeah.
Later in the year, you have K3G, which is probably among the biggest movies that Karan Johar has assembled. You have Amitabh and Jaya. You have Shah Rukh and Kajol after Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. You have
and the famous helicopter scene, which has been immortalized forever.
ever and ever. And you have Kareena and Hrithik, the up-and-coming stars of the next 10 or 15 years, right? So all of this was pointing the way towards the last 20 years and the coming few years of Bollywood. It was also the last time Aamir had two movies in the same year. Right, he moved on to the solo projects, one in every 3 years and that kind of thing. Here's my question. Which movie was most watched that year? Which movie sold the most tickets? I've given you three of the top movies of the year.
I'm just going to go with K3G there. It's between K3G and Lagaan, I feel, but yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you, it's not one of these three.
Okay.
Forget these three now. Somebody else.
K3G
would be. Yeah.
You're asking me to guess which was the most watched Bollywood movie in 2001.
Yeah, it made the most money in India. It sold more tickets than any of these movies. So it came out on the same day as Lagaan came out. It literally came out opposite Lagaan.
Okay, so
if you say all of these are in some sense either progressive or modern looking, let's leave value judgments out there. At least these three movies in some sense are, catering to some kind of modern sensibility. Even Lagaan is a period film, still catering to secularism and whatever else.
The Legend of Bhagat Singh.
Close, you're getting there. This is Gadar Ek Prem Katha,
which is Sunny Deol, of course.
Yes. Fighting through all of Pakistan to get his family back in the time of partition.
Yeah.
Could not be more jingoistic, could not be more chest beating.
Yeah.
India is great and everybody else sucks and all
of that. Yeah, yeah. No, in fact, I should have guessed
that. And that made more movies than all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that made more money than all this in India. If you go to the NRI market, then obviously K3G and all did better. But in India, and in fact, it made it sold more tickets than Lagaan and K3G combined in India.
Great.
And this was 2005. So, this has been happening. It has always been there. Just because we don't talk about it, or just because we don't have cultural footprint for Gadar, while we have cultural footprint, just because you don't have cultural footprint doesn't mean people aren't coming out and watching this stuff. Today, Gadar of today is your Kashmir Files, right? It's all the same thing. It's just gotten a little louder. It's gotten a little more, people have gotten more open about it. You are given leeway by the government and by anybody else to continue to use either violence or the threat of violence to get your way.
Great point there. I hear you. My counter to this is, yes, your Gadars are always going to get, the eyeballs. Firstly, Gadar was not patronized by the government, right? Kashmir Files literally is... state-sponsored. It's almost a state-sponsored movie. That's number one. Number two, Kashmir Files was actually marketed as a real story. I don't know if Gadar was back in the day. Maybe it was.
No.
I don't know. But it wasn't. Right. That's one. And and in 2022, when you're marketing a movie as a real story, it's not just what you put on the posters. It's a social media discourse that you're able to trigger. It's the WhatsApp forwards that you're able to land and so on and so forth. So, like you said,
there's an attempt to rewrite history. Weaponizing
the internet to rewrite history. So, that's there.
Yeah.
But the third thing is, you still had Lagaan, K3G, and Dil Chahta Hai come out and do really well, right? On their own legs. What we're really talking about is not the fact that right-wing movies are doing well, which is fine. Let them do well, right? You had all kinds of movies being made. Good movies did well. Average movies did well. But movies succeeded or failed because people liked them. There are movies that are failing right now, not because people didn't like them, but because people are told that you will not like these and they don't go. And there are a bunch of people who also obviously believe that, Aamir Khan said this, so I will not go and watch Lal Singh Chadda, right? Which, that also happens, but I don't even know what, let's say, a Karan Johar even said, right? Like, I keep going back to Karan Johar. He's not a Muslim, right, to start with. I don't think he said anything provocative.
The poster child of all of this, in some sense.
But, he's face of nepotism, right? Yeah, maybe that's what it is, I guess. But, so is this an all-in... I mean, are the targets of this campaign broadly or outspoken people, Muslim people and nepo kids? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? I mean, I'm still trying to understand, the scope and span of this whole thing.
It's mostly that. But it's also, and I think someone's article looks at specific examples as well. But it's also, anybody pushing back on slightly more daring or interesting depictions of something. You know, we spoke about even this new movie having that's coming out, which is going to have issues with the fact that they've shown Hanuman and the other monkey avatars with a beard that is reminiscent of looking Muslim and all of that. So it's people just getting the opportunity to complain and now having the backing of a quiet but complicit government.
Not quite, really.
Yeah, let's put it that way. Or let's say complicit government to, you know, further their agenda. You know, one of those, one of the quotes he had in the article also from a director of lavish blockbusters, if I remember the phrase right, was something about, can I even name my lead character with a Muslim name?
Yeah.
Is there really a market for that anymore?
Yeah.
You can't name 10 movies from the last 20 years. Lavish blockbusters that have a Muslim name in the lead role.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has always been there and that's been a part of the, partly it's part of the market as well, right? You want to be, you know, you want to hit as many people as possible. You try not to alienate, but these, they obviously have second order, third order effects where if every movie only has a Hindu couple as the hero or any, as the lead couple, then it starts creating narrative by itself. I was looking at the three Khans. Aamir Khan, Shah Rukh and Salman. Between the three of them, they have less than 10 movies across career that combines over 150 movies. They have less than 10 movies where they have Muslims. Lead characters. They play Muslims as lead characters. Within that, pretty much all of them are either specifically bad guys, specifically terrorists, specifically Muslim for the sake of the story.
Yeah.
Which is still an okay thing, but again, you know, it's fine to be like Chak De. He was, Shah Rukh was a Muslim coach and his, you know, patriotism gets called into question and then he bounces back. It's still a good story and it works. It's not demonizing the Muslim thing, but it's also not just, I mean, Raj and Simran, Raj and Rahul or whatever have not become Abdul, right? So they don't just get to be who they want to be. So this has been around and I looked even at Hrithik and Akshay Kumar just to see if there's a different number popping up there. But that's generally there. This general whitewashing is, or sorry, the Hindu washing is anyway happening. So some of these quotes and some of the things within the article I would push back on, it's more about the amplification of the noise.
Yeah.
And then there's also the, what's the opposite of rising tide lifts all boats, because poor Padmavat and Sanjay Leela Bhansali, who's anyway making like a proper Hindu glorification slash Muslims are demons, and the way Ranveer plays who was it? Khilji.
I keep confusing these two as well.
Alauddin Khilji.
Yeah.
The way he plays him is just, it's ridiculous. Like, if I didn't know that this controversy had happened, I would have thought this is one of the movies that were made by the right wing for this very specific reason. But they also got bashed, right? So, you know, once you start resorting to violence, everybody gets stuck in it. There is another thing. These are soft targets, right? Your entertainment industry is reliant on news and on keeping things interesting or whatever. They're reliant on the glamour. They're reliant on PR and everything else. So they're very soft targets to go after.
Yeah.
And this has been, again, happening for a long time. Like, the movie like Billu Barber had to change its name to Billu because the barber community were not happy. Again, just to be clear, the hero of the movie was a barber. Like, there's nothing negative about it. So, but they just wanted to complain. So they complained, right?
Yeah.
When I was working in Bollywood, I was in a meeting with where a star was releasing a movie that had some kind of a potential. It was really nothing. It was one of those, somebody wants to complain for the sake of complaining. I don't want to name the movie and the actor, but somebody wants to complain for the sake of complaining and say, oh, our particular community of X has been offended by this thing. And the movie is not out. Nobody's seen it. Nobody has any idea about what it is, right? We're sitting in this marketing meeting and we're talking about, oh, this controversy also has kind of popped up. Will it really make noise? We're about a month and a half away from release, so there's still a lot of time. We say, okay, let's keep an eye on it. You don't want it to hit a point of suddenly it goes to, you know, theaters are being threatened or something. We don't want to go there. Right now it's still in the, we are not happy, we want to see it. Offense is just in the, we are starting to take offense stage. So part of it was, let's wait and watch. But also the star's response was really one of two things, right? He said, A, he said, yeah, this is fine. You know, I mean, we are making, as long as it's generating some news, let it continue to happen. B, let's call this person and their, you know, the committee heads. A week before release, we'll call them for a screening. I'll wine and dine them. Yes. I'll show them the movie. I, you know, I'll, we'll do a photo op and everything. And he was also, I mean, I'm saying it in a negative way, but he was quite, he knew that this was a storm in a teacup kind of situation. It's just somebody who has an opportunity to get a little bit of FaceTime and a little bit of PR. And if I complain enough, I might get a photo op with a big star. So it was really that. But also, you know, they play it cynically, right? They're willing to take that noise yeah. out of the thing. And they also don't want to deal with it early. He was also very clear that let's not call this guy now. Let's not call this
yeah.
association of whatever. Let's not call them now because then we'll start encouraging people to do this again.
Correct.
Let's call them
closer to the release.
Yeah. Do a little photo op. We've taken whatever news we can take out of it and we'll put. But this is pre the threat and the, you know, we will be violent. We will like, you know, issue their threats and things. This is pre that stage. This was the offense, which will at most affect your commerce, but not affect anyone's lives or well-being in any way. So, you know, these are not new things that have been happening, but it is definitely a bit scary that anything now is being weaponized and weaponized to such an extent that innocent targets are going through. It's one thing to even be opposed to something on ideological grounds. Still, everything should be seen, in my opinion. There's no, you know, this is the censor board and all of that giving feedback on trying to change specific scenes in movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of any of those kind of things. Tell the story you want to tell. Those who don't want to see it will not see it. It's fairly straightforward. But yeah, it's a bit scary. We are going down a difficult rabbit hole.
What I will call the silver lining in all of this is it doesn't seem to be impacting South India, at least, right? And I think that also speaks for the impact that the right wing is having south of the Vindhyas. So Malayalam yeah. movies continue to be extremely secular, right? If you any Malayalam mm. movie you yeah. You watch now, mm. you will notice that predominantly the technicians and actors are either Christians or Muslims, a lot of them. Way overrepresented, actually, and it's great to watch, right?
Which, by the way, even in Bollywood, just to jump in,
yeah,
Muslims are overrepresented in Bollywood, not just the three Khans, but also in technicians, everything else. Javed Akhtar, right. Salim yes. Khan, like all the Angry Young Man was everything. Salim Javed were the guys who wrote
yeah.
everything in the 70s and 80s, right? And even among technicians and stuff, it's there, but yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, you're right. I think even this is true for Bollywood as well, and always has been true. It is mm. a very secular industry. Yeah. It remains so, thankfully, and I think every movie gets a chance to do well or fail on its own terms, still
yeah.
in the South, especially in Kerala. We've seen now with the success of Vikram and Ponniyin Selvan, that at least Tamil mm-hmm. cinema is just waiting for good stuff, right? Even average stuff that is good enough is being celebrated and being converted into big mega hits. Telugu movies are doing well globally, I should say,
yeah.
with what RRR yeah. has done. And Kannada movies also seem to be having a moment in the sun with Kantara now,
yeah.
You know, making waves. Somehow this, all of this doesn't seem to affect the South Indian industries, and I'm glad about that. There are Nepo kids down south as well, and their movies.
Yeah, I would say not yet. I mean, I would hope it doesn't come. But at least speaking for Karnataka as a state, I'm from there. There is a significant right-wing movement. On, you know, things have to be in Kannada, whatever else, you know, yeah. this language warriors and everything else. So it's there. They haven't really hit the film industry yet.
That is there, but that is very different from the central right-wing agenda, right?
Yes.
This is this is there in Tamil Nadu as well. Big time, right?
Like yeah,
anti-Hindi
yeah.
is...
example I give.
Yeah.
But there are also, you know, protests and things that happen. They have not hit the entertainment industry. In Karnataka, there have been some of these situations where Karnataka version of the right wing has resorted to violence, not yeah. just on language, but on other topics as well. So far, it has not, they haven't targeted the entertainment industry yet. So it's a matter of time before they realize that that's a soft target that they can go after.
Yeah. We'll wait and hope that that does not happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we do recommend that everybody read this article.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely sad when work gets done and people are trying to put out a particular product. The big story that someone deals with is Tandav on Amazon Prime. Again, I didn't watch it. People have made something. You shouldn't be browbeaten into threat of incarceration and violence. You shouldn't be browbeaten into not being able to show something that you made.
I think Lal Singh Chaddha is now streaming on one of the OTT channels.
Netflix,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw a bunch of tweets coming out saying, why was this movie boycotted? It is actually pretty good. It was a boycott against Amir, of course. But
yeah, that it was not a content boycott, right? It was a pure actor boycott, which is another thing of sort.
Yeah, let's hope this doesn't worsen further and hopefully things improve going ahead.
One thing I just want to add before we go out of this is also, and this is probably in your favor in some sense, at least the secular filmmaking that used to happen in Bollywood, they also tend to pick sometimes character names that are ambiguous. So you'll have heroes being called Kabir and Samir, which could kind of be Hindu, kind of be Muslim. They allow it. You know, they're like, how do I put this in without completely alienating? So, you know, Sahil and Sahir, and you have these names which you can't definitively say is one way or the other. And if there's nothing that shows religion within the movie, you can get away with being able to do it. On the other plus side, like, these names exist for these reasons. Right? These Kabir is basically about secularism and about, like, spirituality as a straightforward thing, and there shouldn't really be a religious divide, right? So these names have started from places of coming together rather than divisions. Even screenwriters and filmmakers or creators will find ways to put in the things that they want to talk about. If you do it more explicitly, unfortunately, right now you're getting called out by the right wingers, but you can find ways to smuggle messages into your movies quietly.
Yeah. A pop quiz for you on this topic, Dodi. You remember Bombay, obviously, which we spoke about some time back.
Yes.
The protagonists, Arvind Swamy and Manisha Koirala, have twins.
They're kids.
Yeah, the secular kids. Hindu
Kabir
father.
Is one.
I need the full names of both the kids.
Oh, great. Okay, one second. Kabir and the other one's also a K, right?
Yes.
Is it a name like Kabir? Is it ambiguous?
Yes. Yeah. It's a very famous name.
I remember the scene. Okay. Yeah. I remember the scene where the grandchild wipes the vibhuti off the Nasir's head. Nasir, right?
Nasir, yeah.
I first of all don't even remember the family names. Okay. We'll give this 10 seconds and give me some clue. Do we have another person with that name?
Yes. The other name is very, very famous. So, yeah. You'll slap your forehead.
Kabir, and I remember the scene.
Come on, five letters. Come
on. What is the other person? Actor, cricketer, say something.
Actor.
Kunal. No, that's so clearly.
Bloody hell, man. Come on.
Okay, I'm struggling. I'm like completely blanking now. You put me on the spot.
Tumhara naam kya hai?
Kabir Narayan.
Kamal Bashir.
Oh, Kamal. Kabir and Kamal. Yes. Oh, what are we doing? Sorry. Yes. My bad.
On that topic, do you remember when Kamal Hassan was once detained at the Toronto airport? Because he was... his name Hassan, suggested Hassan. That he was a Muslim. And this was, I think, soon after 9/11. And he was detained for many hours.
Of course.
This was when he was there for some shoot or something. But yeah, it made the news down south. They were like, but he also said, that they were very polite. They checked my papers and they eventually let me go. So
yeah, that happened. I mean, if you don't know what the background of a name is, then everything sounds the same, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, ooh. Kabir and Kamal, you're right.
You're right. Yes.
Okay, so that was it for this episode of The Intermission. We will be back next week. Probably with The Woman King that I really wanted to talk about. We might have some other things to talk about as well. Please like, rate, review, subscribe, share our podcast with your friends if you like it. If you have feedback, please write to us at youintermission@gmail.com or you can tag us on Twitter, also at youintermission. This is Dodi, and thank you, Nitin.
Thank you, Dodi.
This is Dodi and Nitin signing off.
And request to our listeners to not boycott this podcast. Keep listening to us and tell your friends about us as well.
Hopefully, we will not have any similar issues, considering you are sitting safely outside India in Dubai and I'm sitting safely outside India in Portugal. So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
The right wing doesn't get all. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.